Hello, everyone, and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and I play with one celestial Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin. Stay away from Twitter.
Stay away from Twitter, folks. It is leak season. Leak season is in full effect. We are DEFCON 1. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much information out on Twitter right now. And if you are looking to remain spoiler free until 2023 is what I've been calling it, except it's not because it's November 18th, then maybe just hold off for a little bit. Don't worry. We will not be one of the people who spoil you here. You're safe here.
Yeah.
Join us.
We talk about the official stuff only because we don't want to get DMCA'd by Nintendo like everyone else is.
I mean, yeah. No, I don't think that like the majority of people who are playing this game have been spoiled with anything yet. I would go as far as to say that. I think that the people who are following the leaks are actually in a very loud minority.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So it might just be that like people haven't seen it. It might be that people are avoiding it. You know, a lot of people don't really care. They just want to enjoy the game when it comes out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we'll see. The thing that I'm like, the thing that annoys me right now with the leaks is that they're only showing us sprites and I want stats. Once I get stats, that's when I start paying more attention. But, you know, leaks are for another day, for another time, for when the game comes out. But we did actually get a trailer yesterday. Which
got a trailer.
Told us a lot of things.
So many things. It showed us a lot of what we already knew. It showed us Terastalization. It showed us a couple of different forms of Terastalization. Of course, we know that Terastalization has every single one of the types, but I don't believe that they've shown Dragon Terastalization up until now. No, yeah.
They haven't shown the actual image for it.
Yeah, and it actually looks pretty sick. It's got like this big dragon statue with big old wings on top of it. I'm down for it. And actually, to that effect, we asked in our Q&A last week, which of your favorite Pokemon would you Terastalize and what type would it be? I figured we could just kind of get into it right
now.
Yeah,
why not?
Just chat about that. Because again, with the Dragon Terastalization, it's just got me so hyped for the mechanic. I think it's going to be so, so interesting to see all the different ways that people use it. Like DeWolf 200, who says Arcanine, and I would Terastalize to be normal type. So it would only, so it not only would neutralize its weaknesses, but also give it stab on its many good normal attacks.
E-speed.
There's something to be said about a stab extreme speed.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Okay. That's interesting seeing, because I'm so used to Arcanine being supportive in metagames. But, I mean, I guess in a lower-powered metagame, Arcanine can be offensive and still make a lot of things happen, too.
Now, does that actually bring it up in power if you're doing things like that? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got Lupus.
Loopy.
I've heard of that guy. When we eventually get Restricted Mon, Terra Ground Zygarde for boosted 1,000 arrows. In regional decks, Terra Water Colossal, holding Absorb Bulb.
Ooh. Terra Water Colossal.
Now, I don't know. Here's the thing. With Colossal, it's going to be a question of do I respect the weakness policy more or do I respect the steam engine more? Because I get why you're doing it. You want to get Colossal up and running without doing the damage to it, but you get such a payoff for doing just a little bit of damage to it and breaking that weakness policy.
The Absorb Bulb gives it a plus one though.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's a good compensation.
Yeah, that is a plus one. So it's half.
Yeah. It's half, which is okay.
There's a person whose name is... Oh, no, I'm actually not going to say that name.
Whoa.
No, it was something that told me to say something, and I was like, wait a second. What does that actually mean? No, we're not doing that. Mojo the Great says Typhlosion, fire, eruption, go burr.
Fire, eruption, go burr. Oh, so
are we talking about... Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Okay.
Are we talking about Hisuian Typhlosion?
I guess we could.
No, but I mean, like, is is Mojo talking about Hisuian Typhlosion?
I doubt it. I'm pretty sure it's Torkoal. Hisuian Typhlosion, I guess, could also go eruption. Mm-hmm. Fair. That's the one good thing that Typhlosion knows how to do.
Pokemon the fourth says Giratina. Giratina would have a ghost crown, so it would be the king of ghosts. Or my other favorite, Heracross. Heracross would have a fire hat and would look funny.
So what was the person's name again?
Pokemon the fourth.
Pokemon the fourth is just talking about aesthetics. They're playing fashion sports right now. I respect that.
I like fashion sports. Yeah.
Oh, he's just so like, funny. I just like these hats, my guy. I respect that.
I would love to terastalize Delmize and turn it into a fairy type. And then I would have four types of stab, says Hunter John Harkins.
Yeah, you can do that. Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Caleb says, Galar, Slowbro, Terra, Ghost. That's a mouthful. The moves will be Shell, Sidearm, Curse, Slack Off, Trick Room with the ability Regenerator. Super gimmicky, but I think it would also be very fun and unexpected.
Good to stop Fake Out, yeah. That's fair.
Oh, the amount of
Trick Room's gonna be good.
Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Intrusive thoughts about dodging Fake Out by Ghost Terastalizing.
Yeah.
And Trick Room's gonna be good. The whole strategy over Ghost Terastalization is, oh man.
Yep.
It's breaking my brain.
And then Ghost can turn normal to avoid Ghost moves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're never gonna click a fighting move on a Ghost type anyway, so they're safe from the fighting type. It's gonna be a wild world.
Yeah. Ian Johansson says, really curious if grass type Flash Fire Hisuian Arcanine could be a thing.
Grass.
Then asks what our take on that is. Flash
Fire Hisuian Arcanine. Does Arcanine get any grass? I guess the Terra Blast is all it really needs.
Yeah. I personally don't have too much hope for Hisuian Arcanine, just in general.
I do think that fire types turning into grass types might be popular. I don't know if Arcanine's the one to do it. Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is to avoid things like Rage Powder and avoid things like Spore and still being able to knock out the Amoongus or the Breloom that's smacking you in the face.
Yeah. With type advantages, it makes a lot of sense, right? You're turning your super effective water weakness into a not very effective water weakness. You are a original fire type and still do that fire type stab. So if you're going up against ice types, which is your new weakness because you're going to be wearing a grass crown, then you still have coverage against that. And then it just becomes, you know, who's faster, who can knock out the other first. Yeah. Ooh, and then, of course, all the things that Kevin said as well. You know, you're dodging all of the grass problems as well.
You just sparked a thought.
Yeah.
Charizard.
OK.
Is going to be very good as a grass type.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it gets access to Solar Beam. Paired next to a Torkoal, it has the sun that it needs. You get to avoid rock damage, do super effective damage to rock types. And then also do super effective damage to water types.
Yeah. And just thinking about all of
and then you become resisted to electric on top of it.
That's right. And just thinking about all of the weaknesses that grass has in general, like what was it? Just fire, ice, flying, right?
Bug, poison.
Bug. Thank you. Charizard deals with three of those.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the flying to deal with bug. And then you got fire to deal with ice. And then flying, I guess you don't have anything to deal with. But you get a rock move.
Yeah.
You can figure it out.
You can figure it out. Ancient power. Do something
Ancient
with
power,
it.
Ancient power, yeah. Exactly. Why not? Just get one. Anyway, I'm sure that is just like the very top of mind idea for terastalization. And it only gets so much deeper the further you think about it. And people are going to think tank the crap out of this, and we're going to get a meta out of it for sure.
It's exciting. It's
very exciting.
Exciting time.
Let's get into some of the stuff that was revealed and talked about up until now. So we mentioned online play and how, you know, this is a preach that we talked about, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about that again. So Once this game comes out, Kevin and I are obviously going to be streaming it. We're going to be playing it. We're going to be making videos on it, making podcasts, doing the whole shebang. We're completely invested in Scarlet and Violet. And one of the ways that they helped us to do that is they gave us a multiplayer, what they call a true multiplayer experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're allowing us to jump into each other's world and experience the game together. Now, we are hoping that means that we're actually going to be able to play the game together and advance through and complete the game together. But, you know, TBD on that.
Yeah, the one thing that I'm a little concerned about is if we're just allowed to, for instance, Kevin jumps into Mike's game. Okay, I help Mike beat story. Mike says, okay, time for bed. Kevin jumped back to Kevin game. Kevin's still on route one. Right. You know, with level 80 Pokemon. So, that's the concern that I have. But again, we'll see how they treat this. I'm curious. That
could absolutely be how that trailer happened. because there was a point in the trailer that I audibly laughed with, and Kevin was on the call with me while I was watching it. In the most recent trailer, they show the protagonist with a bunch of Pokemon, their own Pokemon that they're traveling with, right? Mm-hmm. They've got the, you know, Armourouge and a Larvitar and a Quaxly and, you know, a Girafarig and an Eevee, right? And then later on in the trailer, they show that same protagonist and they're beefed up, right? They've got a Tyranitar, a Jolteon, Lucario's with them, you know, all of these big Pokemon and Quaxly.
They really don't want to show off those evos, bro.
They're
holding it close, and this is the last trailer that we're getting before the game. Yeah. This is the second last PokeSports that you're getting before the game.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah, that's only got one more after this before it, you know, all heck breaks loose.
Yeah, next week's going to be an interesting one because we're going to be in full, like, we've got to put together videos mode.
Yeah, it's gonna be a wild time. I'm so excited
to talk about it now. Yeah,
I'm just excited and the most stressed I've been in a long time.
It's just because you haven't gotten into it yet.
Yeah, it'll become a routine. Right now it's just the angst of FOMO and just like, I need this game.
Yeah,
but here I am waiting for it.
Now the other thing to consider is that we kind of need to give ourselves a bit of a mental break, not saying to take time off of doing any of this, but that, like, realize that the last time we were building PokeSports and the last time we were playing through Sword and Shield at the rate that we were, it was during a global pandemic.
Yeah.
Right. Like, fair. We were 4 months into the game, I guess, when lockdowns happened, which thinking back, it's like, wow, we still did a lot of work while working full time, the both of us.
Yeah. We were passionate.
Yes. We were young and hip and spry. And now we're old men trying to do it again.
It's been 3 years, guys. I know. It seems like yesterday.
Better with age, my friend. Better with age. So it's going to be a fun time, and this time I am personally giving myself a little bit more time to enjoy it and to make as much as I can off of it, creatively make as much as I can off of it. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun. Anyway, there will be a version 1.0.1 update that the Pokemon company is talking about that will be 1 gig in size. So you need at least 1 gig of free space.
Big meaty update in
there.
That's
right.
That's good to know.
They say, in order to download updates or play online, your user profile will need to be linked to a Nintendo account. So make sure that your accounts are linked, folks. Get going.
I think what else, something else that they mentioned is the actual ranked season.
Yes.
Won't start until December 1st, which is interesting. I'm kind of okay with that. A lot of content creators were complaining about it on Twitter today. And I was just like, guys, did you forget you could play with friends? You know, you could battle friends if you really need. Like, I feel like we've gone we've become so desensitized to being a community because we could just like turn off our brains, go on the ladder, play three games, turn off our brains, and then just edit the video and push it out. We used to have to coordinate this together, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have to be like, hey, I'm looking for battles. Anyone want to play? And then people would respond to you. I mean, that's just, so, we're just going to have to do that for 2 weeks. Who cares?
There's that. But also, like, Pokemon Unite showed us what happens when you don't do that, where they're just like, all right, day one, ranks open, go. And then everybody who, like, blasted through the game and upgraded their stuff, or in Pokemon Unite's case, you know, bought their way in, all of those people were surprise, surprise at the top of the ladder. So, like, give the people a chance to enjoy the game a little bit. Let them roam around and explore your big open world thing in a true multiplayer capacity, you know?
And this is coming from a competitive Pokemon podcast that only cares about numbers and ranking. Even we say, guys, just chill. Just take a second. Take a deep breath.
Have a good time.
Also, they mentioned that we can get to fancy new Charizard.
Yes.
In, like, two certain weekends in December. I think it was the 1st to the 4th and then the 16th to the 18th or something.
That's right. December 1st to 4th and then December 15th to 18th.
It's a Dragon Terra type Charizard. And that's going to be the only way to get Charizard until Home comes out. And then Home was announced to be coming out spring of 2023.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to wait for Home.
So let's do a little bit of a deep dive into that. So there are apparently going to be Black Crystal Terra raid battles. I assume that means that there's going to be multiple different types of Terra battles, but the Black Crystal seems to be the max raid den, or the, like, EX max raid den, I guess, if you could call it that, of Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
It's gonna take us some time, guys. Yeah. Pokemon SV.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is that with these Black Terra raid battles, the Charizard in the screenshots that it showed was level 100. Dude is meaty. I have a feeling these things are gonna be hard.
Wow, it does say level 100 right at the bottom there.
Yeah, it's level 100.
Wow.
Seven stars, which also means that prior to Scarlet and Violet, we had max raid battles, which went up to 5 stars, and they were around, like, I want to say level 65, 70.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like now we go up to 7 stars, and 7 stars is level 100. So
that's a very good way to adapt to your game, because, you know, if you think about how Pokemon has kind of functioned up until now, and not even up until now, I think up until, like, Sword and Shield, the Pokemon had to kind of cap out at a certain level.
Yeah.
Right. And that was usually around level 70. Yeah, you know, the higher up in generations you go, the higher up the levels go. But like in Gen 1, the highest level that you could face was, I guess, Gary's at the end, or Blue, or your rivals at the very end. And that's just as high as Pokemon could go. But then eventually they created the EXP candies, where they're just like, okay, go and level up your Pokemon to level 100. We'll make the game harder while you go and do that.
Yeah.
And so that's what they're doing in these level 7 raids, 7-star raids, where you can go in, face a high-level Pokemon, and actually, like,
challenge, you know, yourself.
Test yourself. Exactly. Exactly.
And get something somewhat decent. This is going to be the only way to get Charizard until home, right? So you will only be able to have a Terra Dragon Charizard until home, which is interesting. And how does that work with all the new Pokemon coming in from home, right? Are they going to have predetermined Terra types? Are they just going to have no Terra types? Are we going to have to feed them some water drop candy? I don't know.
Are we going to be able to give them some pop rocks and change their Terra types like that?
Make them just change their mind about who they are and what's inside.
Well, I mean, that's what mints and all that kind of stuff was for anyway.
I'm sure that's going to be DLC.
You know what? I honestly think that they're just going to introduce that later on in the game. Just be like, all right, you want to change your Terra type? Change your Terra type. Go for it.
Bada bing.
It's a one-time use per battle thing anyway. Like, it's... they're not going to make you grind for hours for it. They didn't make you do that for Dynamax.
The new Battle Stadium looks so clean too.
So I haven't seen this yet. Can you tell me about that?
Just the way that the trainer cards show up, it looks really nice. Just like the actual the HUD for it. I'll post the photo that I'm talking about. I just think it looks crisp. It like really, it's so minimalistic in the best way.
Yeah.
Because you know how Sword and Shield is very over the top. This is just like, you know, our trainer IDs. I'm sure those are going to be more customizable later down the line.
Yeah, that's the base model right there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I like it. I think it looks clean.
Absolutely. Just to finish up on the Terras here, when you go and catch a Terra Pokemon, you get a Mightiest Mark for it. For a Pokemon caught in a 7-star Terra raid battle, and you get a special title for it.
Oh, so they're bringing that back? That's cute.
Yeah, exactly. So on the site, they say that they've given the Charizard the Unrivaled for a Pokemon caught in a 7-star Terra raid battle.
That's cool.
So that is that. Yeah, that's pretty sick.
For those people that like that, that's good for them.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Pokemon Home. We mentioned that a little bit. Pokemon Home will be slated for use in early 2023. And again, don't sleep on the fact that Pokemon Home is used for more than just holding your Pokemon now. It is where you get all of your ranked data, and it's where you can go and see all your online competitions and check out all that good stuff.
That's new, actually. They're adding it now. Yeah,
here we go.
It's like mini Pikalytics. If you guys are familiar with Pikalytics, you're going to be able to see how the Pokemon are, you know, currently ranked in the ranked ladder. You're going to be able to see common items, common abilities, common moves that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also have common Terra types, but it looks like they're not talking about EVs and IVs, unfortunately. So that's like the one thing that I guess Pikalytics will always have above Home. But it's interesting getting it directly from the source. I like how they're at least making this more public knowledge. Yeah. Like if you are genuinely struggling with the game, you don't know what Pokemon are good, you can just hop on Home, see which Pokemon are worth your time, use them.
Yeah. I wish that they, on the one hand, I wish that they would show EVs and IVs. But on the other hand, like, I understand why Pokemon's holding that so close to their chest, just kind of like waiting for the people who are super diehard about the game to like really get into it and mm-hmm. sink their teeth in. But also it's like those are hidden values, and to acknowledge that is to like give insight into their own game. And that's probably not what they want to do.
Yeah, it makes sense from their stance, but it makes the opposite stance sense for our stance. It's like our job is to inform, their job is to create. So it's like there has to be some type of, you know, barrier to entry. Like every good competitive game has a barrier to entry. This just happens to be Pokemon's barrier to entry, you know?
You know, it's making me think, in any of the competitions that we've seen, ICs or Worlds or anything like that, do the commentators ever speak about EVs or IVs?
No, I think they're only allowed to say this Pokemon is trained to do that. It's trained well to do that. They can't use the word effort values. They can't use the word IVs. I think we specifically spoke to someone. I might have not been on PokeSports, but I remember having this conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Might have been at a bar, might have had a couple of drinks in me. Don't remember it too well, but remember that fact that they can't use those words. There's certain words that they're not allowed to use.
Interesting. Yeah, I really like that. How, you know, I love that these people are accessible. I love that you know, these are people that we can talk, like not that we can talk to, the people that like anybody can talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I just had a little bit of a moment there where I appreciated the people who do work in the Pokemon community.
Thanks, people.
So, thanks, people.
You know who you are. Yo, you could change your Rotom phone case, though.
Yo, you can change your Rotom phone case.
What?
Dude,
you're... Depending on if you have save data in Arceus, BDSP, Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, or Sword and Shield, the game is giving you the option of changing your Rotom phone.
Oh no, I need to move all my data to my OLED Switch.
Only one that's good is the PLA one, so.
Yeah, the PLA
the one. The Arceus looks really phone. Sick. Yeah, you get the Arceus phone back, dude. That's all you need. I mean, this does also imply that in the game, there will probably be more cases you can buy, which will probably look cooler than all these free ones anyway. Because what is a little freebie without spending money, you know?
Yeah, sure. What is a freebie without spending money?
Listen, you only get samples if they're trying to convince you to buy more. Come on.
That's fair. I wonder why they're giving other cases. I wonder if that's actually going to be a thing in the game where it pops up. Like after you're done the actual game, will you ever see your Rotom phone?
Nope. Maybe when you open up a Pokedex, I guess.
Also, well, you can take selfies now. So,
oh yeah. Probably. And honestly, I think the selfies will be the trainer cards, which would be really cool. If like instead of creating it, okay, don't get me wrong. The whole trainer card concept was really cool. It was very creative. Some people had very boring stuff. Some people had very questionable stuff.
Sure.
Specifically with Leon. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I like the creativity behind it. I also think the selfie is really cool. I think the selfie can also be very creative in a sense that it forces you to like kind of find these different environments and be a part of the game. I don't know. That's just kind of something that I think is awesome. I think it's a lot more.
There's a higher chance of it being unique for everyone.
Yeah, and also fixes the whole problem of getting too creative on trainer cards.
Yeah, some people. I'm guilty of it too. My trainer card is of the lighthouse with me jumping off of it. It's been like that for months.
Yeah. So that's from before the Crown Tundra outfit was your go-to.
Yo, I am not changing. I'm not changing.
It's too late now. Game's too done. Late. Yeah.
Game's done. It's fine.
Also, I guess while we were mentioning Terra Raid Battles, I guess we should have mentioned that from November 24th to the 27th, there's going to be a Terra Raid event with a Grass Terra type Eevee, Fire Terra type Eevee, and Water Terra type Eevee. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, hey, if you want a Leafeon, Flareon, or Vaporeon.
That doesn't influence what it evolves into.
No, but, you know, you get to do the more damage.
I guess, yeah, you can do a Super Terra. Yeah, that's fine. I'm just thinking about what kind of EV evolutions will be decent in this. Do either Sylveon, of the...
probably.
Well, sure, but yeah. Do any of the five, like... I guess not original even because Espeon, Umbreon. I personally put them in their own category because those two are like super useful. But the five that kind of haven't been seeing a ton of play are Flareon, Jolteon, Vaporeon, Leafeon, and Glaceon.
Yeah.
Does Terrastalization actually make any of those a little bit more relevant?
I do think. And I went over this when I did my returning Pokemon tier list. I do think that the one that is enabled the most out of all the Pokemon that... all the Eevees, for example.
Yeah.
I know you said not to talk about Sylveon and Umbreon and Espeon. Sylveon and Umbreon were probably the better two Eevees out of all of them. Sure. For different reasons. I think the next one isn't actually Espeon. It might be Jolteon.
Yeah,
I think Jolteon's in a better speed tier, and it goes back to the tweet that you tweeted a couple days ago that Terra electric types are the only Pokemon that want to Terra ice because their coverage is so bad. So now that you have the option of Terra ice on Jolteon while being base 130 and then just sticking an ice move on it, you know, you're not... here's the thing with Jolteon. Yes, electric is a great defensive typing. But the problem is most electric type Pokemon are not tanky.
Right.
So it doesn't matter how good their defensive typing is. They need a focus sash anyway.
Give it a tanky Terra type and you're good to go.
Or just give it a more offensive Terra type. You know, it's like you're not gonna be tanky. Don't try to be tanky. Just go.
Not every Pokemon has to be everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting take. I like that.
I do like, yeah, I think Jolteon's gonna surprise some people. I do. It is unfortunate that Jolteon is also in a generation that Rotom is in, because it's always that argument of like, why the heck would you use any other electric type when you literally have five of them that work fine?
Yeah.
that are all the same Pokemon, you know?
That's interesting. Yeah, so Jolteon is one of the ones that you're going to be looking out for, huh?
I mean, base 130 will be fast again, hopefully. So sure. We will see. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Hopefully if Whimsicott's not in the game, then we won't have to worry too much about
I pray it's not in the game.
About some of that. Yeah. And then what was the other one? Oh, Donphan. We haven't even mentioned Donphan yet.
It's not a Donphan.
Oh.
What is it called? The Great Tusk and the Iron Tread.
It's Donphan.
That's actually their names, though. That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. It's
like on the really Pokedex, sweet. It is Great Tusk.
Wait, are you kidding? Serious?
Yeah, that's the name. Great Tusk. It's not a nickname. And then Iron Treads is the other one.
What?
Yeah.
that's pretty amazing. Cool. Amazing. So they love Donphan in this generation.
So we get some books, apparently. We get some
books, yeah.
And this is like the whole Arvin storyline, I guess, is going to be going out and finding these Pokemon that are Pokemon that aren't Pokemon. It's very interesting. Yeah.
Here's what the site says. The Scarlet Book, which will appear in Pokemon Scarlet, and the Violet Book, which will appear in Pokemon Violet, are records from an expedition that were written long, long ago. The expedition is said to have traversed an uncharted area of the Paldea region, but whether or not the accounts depicted in the book are true remains unclear. It seems Arvin always carries a copy of one of these books with him. Photographs and sketches of unidentified creatures fill the pages of the Scarlet Book and Violet Book. Where there have been sightings of similar creatures in recent years, such reports are rare, and specific details of the creature's biology are still a mystery.
They just don't want to tell us types.
Yeah, they won't tell us. The monster known as Great Tusk. Ooh. The book describes how this savage monster attacked the expedition team with its large body and tusks, mortally wounding one of the explorers. Oh, no.
And we only got a back shot of this. Yeah, it's fine. They do that sometimes. We only got a back shot of this Pokemon, which is a little bit upsetting for me. But like, it's called the Great Tusk. And take a look at the size of that tusk. It loops around. Yeah. It's like poking you in the eye.
It's got one of those fancy mustaches.
Yes. Mustache fan.
And the monster known as Iron Treads. It is said that whenever this Pokemon curls its body and rolls to attack, it leaves a trail gouged into the ground as if it had scorched the earth.
Fire type?
Are we fire type? Are we steel type? I don't. Are we both?
I mean, it is called the Iron Tread, so I guess it has to be steel.
I was got to pay
also,
the
Iron Also, it says treads. The word ground in it, so I'm assuming it could also be ground. It's between steel, ground, and fire. I'll let you guys decide.
I don't think ground. I think it's said that it gouges its treads into the ground. But that's like saying any Pokemon that walks is a ground type.
They're all ground type. The only Pokemon that aren't ground type are the flying type. Technically, every Pokemon that doesn't float is grounded.
You're not wrong.
That's a statistic in the game. Grounded.
So now any Pokemon that can be hit by earthquake is a ground type.
Yes, all of them.
That's what you're saying. Okay. I'm down for it.
So yeah, really cool designs. If you guys weren't able to guess by our descriptions, the Scarlet one looks like it's from the past. The Violet one looks like it's a cyborg. Kind of cool.
But what's interesting is that they're both saying that they were written long ago.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Time travel. I don't know. If Celebi exists, this can happen.
The past is the future.
Yes.
The future is the past. Maybe that's like saying, you know, ancient civilization, but was actually super high tech back then. And
yeah, Atlantis just lost or something.
All that tech. Yeah.
Just Atlantis.
So within the past week, we also got a new Pokemon reveal. And that Pokemon is Gimme Ghoul.
They totally did this by accident, right?
Yep.
So, okay, if you guys don't know the story, what ended up happening was Niantic updated Pokemon Go, right?
Yeah.
And Pokemon Go is a mobile app that has a lot of data mines because it's so easy to data mine a mobile app, apparently, because all you need is a jailbroken iPhone, which everyone has from like 2010.
Right.
So what happened is Niantic updated the game, accidentally leaked this new coin Pokemon to the public. And then Pokemon was like, okay, just release the chest video. It was literally like about 8 hours later, they were just like, okay.
I guess we got to make a trailer.
We have to make a trailer. Here's a chest with a countdown on it. Enjoy. Yeah.
So Gimme Ghoul is the coin chest Pokemon. Apparently the little ghoul inside of it can be in either in the chest or not in the chest.
Yeah.
There's a roaming form and there's a chest form. All we really know about Gimme Ghoul at this point is that in the chest, it has the ability Rattled. It doesn't seem very good, but mm-hmm. Who knows?
What I think the roaming form is going to be only capped. They said the roaming form is only catchable in Go.
Right.
Yeah. So, but it's the roaming form is going to appear in Scarlet and Violet, but it's going to be the way you collect these coins. These coins, you need 999 of them in order to evolve Gimme Ghoul chest form into its evolution. Gimme Ghoul roaming form doesn't evolve, it just walks around in Go.
Okay. So fine, we all need to get a Gimme Ghoul. We all need to get a Gimme Ghoul, bring it into Scarlet and Violet.
Doug,
and
Dimmadome, Dimmsdale, Dimmadome, Dimmadam, Dome.
Gus Gimme Ghoul, owner of the...
Gus Gimme Ghoul, owner of the Dimmsdale Gimme Ghouls. I like it. It's a cute Gus thing. People were upset about its typing. I like how its like little head is an item finder.
Why were people
finder.
Upset about its typing?
Not its typing. It's like face.
Oh, okay.
What is its typing?
It's ghost.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a steel
it's
type.
It's a ghoul.
Yeah. I can only guess ghoul, coin steel. Did you notice its antenna are item finders? Like the old school item finders? I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat.
Rattled is pretty okay as an ability, too. You can do beat up Rattled with weakness policy, get a +4 speed boost, and then have +2 attack.
Fast. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, folks. And we're a lot of minutes into the podcast, so I'm going to tell you a secret. There's a lot of information out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
If we weren't trying to stay leak free, there would be so much to tell you, but we can't right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you if you have been avoiding leaks up until now, I'm sure that you know that they are out there, and I'm sure that you are intentionally avoiding them. And again, I will respect that, and I will not be the one to dump all this on you. But oh man, this is going to be a fun game.
That's all that we're going to say is that this game is good. If you haven't pre-ordered it, what the heck are you doing? Come on, guys. Get with the program. Pick a color. Go with it.
Pick a color and go with it. Oh man. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. There we go. So we have, you know what? We can even play a Dexit out of this, I'm sure.
Sure.
That's what we'll do next. No, I'm not going to do that right now because I have no idea what I would get. Oh, you know what? We can do it right now. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I have in front of me, welcome to Dexit, everybody. Dexit is a game within a podcast where we look at a Pokemon that has, or in some cases has not, been allowed back into a generation. And we try to guess it using Pokedex entries alone. Pokemon like this one, which does not, of course, I need to look it up in a different browser.
I made this so complicated for Mike.
It was so complicated. Pokemon like this one. The world's laziest Pokemon. When it is lounging, it's actually saving energy for striking back.
Is it Slakoth?
It is not Slakoth.
Oh, okay.
This Pokemon lives lying on its side. It only rolls over and moves when there is no more grass to eat.
Is it slacking?
It's slacking.
Okay. I was there. You got me with lays on its side. Okay.
Yeah. You want another one?
Yeah, give me another one.
I can get you another one. Oh, perfect. This is a good one. I don't know if you're going to be able to do this one. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here is your Dexit entry. It loves to match power with big-bodied Pokemon. It can knock a truck flying with its arm thrusts.
Oh, this is Hariyama.
Oh, wow.
I knew that one. Yeah. No, I
was
I,
it arm you, thrusts no, that did it?
You don't know this about me. I am a huge fan of Hariyama.
Oh, okay.
I love like any sumo, you know, I like wrestling, but any like that's sumo, true. Samurai, old school Japanese nonsense is always for me. You give me another one. I'm sorry. I'm just so good at this game. Mike.
No, that's fine. Honestly, it's kind of cool. I have found one that is going to be a little bit tougher.
Ooh.
Also, I think I just saw what it looks. Anyway, okay, that's fine. Here we go. Here we go. Just
hardest one you got.
Dex entries. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a hard one.
Here we go. It prevents prey from escaping by instantaneously freezing moisture in the air.
Okay, so ice type.
I don't know.
Frostlass.
No. Oof. It can, to protect itself, it clad its body in an armor of ice made by freezing moisture in the air.
Glalie.
It is Glalie. Okay. You're very close with Frostlass.
I'm very close with these, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm a Dexit veteran over here.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, play along at home, folks. You got one, Kevin?
Yeah, I got one for you. Okay.
Right. These are final evolutions only, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I will, honestly, I'm so confident you will not get this that I will also say it's a single evolution, doesn't evolve.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so it is born asleep and it dies asleep. All its movements are apparently no more than the result of it tossing and turning in its dreams.
What? It is, okay, so tossing and turning in its dreams, got to be a fairy type. Is it a fairy type?
No, it is not a fairy
type. Oh, my God. Tossing and turning. It's a sleepy, sleepy Pokemon.
You need another
one? Yeah, give me another one.
Okay. It remains asleep from birth to death as a result of the sedative properties of the leaves that form its diet.
So it eats leaves.
Yes.
It tosses and turns.
And it's
and we live in a dream. here's a wild guess. Is it Dunsparce?
No. That's a good guess.
Because I saw closed eyes and I thought, okay. Give me another one. One more.
Okay. The log it holds was given to it by its parents at birth. It has also been known to cling to the arm of a friendly trainer.
It clings to the arm of a friendly trainer and it carries a log?
Yeah. Mike's broken right now.
I'm scrolling through the list here because I'm trying to see.
Join us on Patreon. It's going to be a podcast.
Okay.
Also, sardines.
Okay. So if I did listen, if I didn't have the full list of returning Pokemon in front of me, it was over. It would have been over. Absolutely.
It's
Komala.
Yep.
It's Komala. And I have completely forgotten that Komala exists.
Oh, that's great. That was a good one, right?
Absolutely. That was amazing. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Its dex entries are kind of obvious too, but you have to remember that this Pokemon exists.
That's yeah, but you problem. Have to know what Komala is. All right, I've got one more for you.
Okay. Yeah.
It drifted in on the flow of ocean waters from a frigid place. It kept its head iced constantly to make sure it stays nice and cold.
Is that Ice Cube?
That's Ice Cube.
Yeah, iced constantly.
It doesn't want to get a little headache.
He's a little sad.
Yeah, I'll give you another one for it, though. This Pokemon keeps its heat-sensitive head cool with ice. It fishes for its food, dangling its single hair into the sea to lure in prey.
Single hair?
Yeah, it's got a, also it's ice got cube. A little
oh, yeah, that is also ice cube. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's still ice cube.
Okay.
I just wanted to read the other one because I thought it was cute.
All right.
All right.
Do you want me to give you one more?
I definitely want another one.
Okay, okay. Got to give you a... Oh, perfect. I think this one's going to be not too hard.
Okay.
I'll give you the hint that it's one of my favorite Pokemon. Okay. See if you pay attention to anything that I say on this podcast.
It's Hariyama.
No.
Okay.
Oh, it's drowsy in daytime, but flies off in the evening in big groups. No one knows where they go.
Oh, it's drowsy. Oh, wow.
I got something with sleepy Pokemon today. I don't know why.
Does this one evolve from something that steals kids?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You want to give me another one? just so the friends are playing along at home. Give them another one.
Okay, fair. All right. This is
also I've got some funny lore for the folks who don't know what I what I was just talking about. There are definitely going to be some people who are like, what did he say?
I was going to choose Zangoose, but literally all of its things are like, it's rivals with Seviper. So they're not going to pick that one. You would have known. All right. Oh, I don't think you're going to know this one. Perfect.
Oh, wait. So are you still doing the same Pokemon?
No. I'm doing a different one.
Oh, okay. So it was Drifblim. The last one was Drifblim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you wanted more? Oh,
I was going to ask for more entries in that one. That's fine.
No, I just jumped to another one.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We'll continue like this. But just real quick for the people at home, the Drifloon, what is it? The Pearl Pokedex entry for Drifloon. It tugs on the hands of children to steal them away. However, it gets pulled around instead.
It tries.
Yeah, it tries to take children.
Okay. You ready for the last one?
I think so.
It elegantly avoids attacks with dance-like steps, then launches a devastating blow in the same motion. This is a Fire Red Leaf Green entry.
That's a Fire Red Leaf Green. So my
but it is not a Gen 1 Pokemon.
My thought of Serena is not
That is impossible.
So it is a like a dancer kind of thing. Okay, let's get another entry.
Through yoga training, it has
yoga.
It has honed its sixth sense. Its movements are elegant. I'll even give you another one. Through daily meditation, it hones its spiritual power. It can sense when others are thinking.
So this is a psychic Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
That dances.
That does yoga.
So does yoga. And for whatever reason, I feel like yoga is less of a psychic capability and more of a fighting type capability. So I'm going with a psychic and fighting type, which to me is Medicham.
Yes.
Okay.
Fun fact, did you know that Medicham is not a primary psychic type? It's actually a primary fighting type.
Yeah, because of all the yoga.
Yeah. I don't know. In my brain, when I think of Medicham, I'm like, okay, it's a psychic fighting type, not a fighting psychic type.
Yeah, they really took the idea of meditating and broke it down to like its two fundamental parts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if you think of a psychic and a fighting like type, meditating is like a thing that fighters do to get in the mental zone.
Yes.
So they're like, okay, let's make a Pokemon out of it. Let's call it Medicham.
In German, its name is Mental Craft.
Oh!
Mental Craft. My favorite Pokemon.
I think what I want to do. Okay, so here's
new
what
game.
I'm going to do.
Wee-woo.
New game.
Mike's wee-woo, wee-woo. Had an idea.
I had an idea. Wee-woo. For Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, I'm going to nickname all the Pokemon that I get. I'm not going to keep my Pokemon nickname list. I usually do. I usually keep my Pokemon nickname list because I want to remember the names. But not doing that this time. Instead, I'm going to look up each Pokemon as I get it. I'm going to look up their other names, and I'm going to nickname it the best name from the other languages.
That's fancy. I like that.
So if I look at Drif Blim, because I still have that tab open, and I look down at the bottom, in French, it's Grow Drive. In German, it's Drif Zappelli. Oh, that's cool. It's Drif Zappelli. It's like Drift and Zeppelin.
Oh,
Drif Zeppelli.
Drif Zeppelli. I like
that. Oh, wow. It's probably always going to be either a French, Spanish, German, or Italian.
Because you can't pronounce the Japanese ones.
Because they don't make sense to me. Like, they write it out in Romaji, but, like, the Japanese word for Drift Blim is Fuo Ride. And to me, like, that doesn't make too much sense.
But a lot of, like, I'm looking at Hariyama. It looks like the French and German is still Hariyama, unless this is just wrong. Yeah, it might just be wrong.
It might be. Hariyama.
The German one is always the best one. I looked up Salamence.
Mm-hmm.
It's Brutalanda.
Whoa.
Brutalanda. Rough landing? I guess that's what it is. Something like that?
Yeah.
Brutalanda.
Hold on. And if I look up like Ferrigarath. Yeah, okay. So Ferrigarath is like already there. But that's unfortunate because some of these are the same in French, Spanish, German, and Italian. Like Ferrigarath is Ferrigarath everywhere.
Yeah.
But in Japanese, it's Rikikirin.
That's fancy.
Which is an anagram of Kirin Riki, which is Riki and Kirin. I don't know what those. See, that's why I don't do the Japanese ones.
You want to know the German?
I know
of
Kirin
Colossal?
Is giraffe. Sorry.
You want to know the German of Colossal?
You know I do.
Monte Carlo.
Like Monte Carlo?
I guess so.
Monte Carlo. It's Monte Carlo instead of Monte Carlo. I love it. Wow, learning Pokemon in other languages is probably my new favorite pastime. What was it? Didn't Pierre say that Incineroar was kind of funny?
I think it's something with fire. I don't know what it is exactly though.
Feline Ferno,
yeah.
Yeah. In German is Flagra. Yeah.
Both of those are good.
That's the thing. Like, Pokemon has been creative in all the languages. And we're so narrow-minded that we're focusing on just the North American way.
Yeah.
Just the English way. But yeah, not even in the North American way, because other people in North America speak different languages. Come on, Michael.
Wow, Michael.
Come on. Anyway, should we call that a podcast?
Is that a podcast? Hold on. We need one more funny one. I'm looking. I'm scrolling.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's exactly how I'm going to name all my Pokemon. It's just going to be an ode to the other languages.
Lumineon is Lumignon in French. Let's see. Come on, I need a funny one. It was so easy finding funny ones until you look for funny ones and then you can't find funny ones anymore.
Now, hang on a second. Lumineon, when you said that in French, is that M-I-G-N-O-N?
No, they spell exactly the same. They put a little accent on the O.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that we were going for a little filet mignon here. Although that's probably what Lumineon was actually based off of. It's just a luminous Beef? Version. That's going to be today's question, by the way, is just look up your favorite Pokemon and see it in another language. Or if you know your favorite Pokemon in another language, let me know what that is and what it means.
I found one that I like a lot.
Yeah, what is it?
Jumpluff.
Okay.
It has two that I really like. The Japanese is Watako. And the German is Papunga. I kid you not. It's Papunga. Spelt exactly how you think it is.
I love it.
P P-A-P-U-N-G-H-A, Papunga.
Oh, I definitely didn't think that it had an H in it.
Yeah, there's just a random H in there.
There it is. Okay, folks. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of PokeSports.
I'm Kevin Eppley with one Papunga on the field.
It's coming. Get ready for next week, because that is going to be the highlight of the year. Yeah, let's call it the highlight of the year.
We're getting there. How many days are we away from the game? I think we're in single digits now. Yeah.
Less than. It's got to be, right? We're on the ninth. Eight days. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. All
8 days
from
when we play it.
We'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening. See you later. Bye.
Bye.